This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason's going to join us bottom of the hour like he normally does on Thursdays. Then he's on 3 to 6. We're going to talk Governor Walz right here. My plan wasn't to go back-to-back politics, but the comments from Senator Aaron May Quade, I felt were required for me to address. This is on me because I should have addressed this yesterday, but we got caught up in other matters, but it's still germane. So this involves, I guess we'd have to call him now the occasional governor of Minnesota. You know, he's occasionally here. He wasn't here a lot when he was running for vice president. I get that. Now he's once again trying to raise his profile to make himself viable to run for the presidency in 2028. So town halls in Iowa and Wisconsin, and potentially one in Minnesota. And this is from the other day in Wisconsin. Here is the governor talking about Tesla.
On my phone, I know some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just tell.
This gives him a boost. Give me a break. Honestly. What is your word for this? When you hear what Governor Walz had to say, maybe you're elated. Maybe you love it. Maybe you find it appalling. Maybe you find it astounding. Maybe you find it pandering, because those are words for me. I have not been shy in criticizing the bludgeoning approach from Elon Musk with Doge. As I've said dozens and dozens of times, and we'll do it again here. Of course, we should look at the size of government. Local, state, federal. And when you have redundancy, and when it's unnecessary, and when it's wasting money, and when it's sending money where it's not needed, great. Let's take a surgical approach. He's highly, highly intelligent. I give him credit for being a part of it. By the way, he's doing it also for himself. Let's not be that magnanimous. Okay. It benefited him greatly when he gave the $300 million to Donald Trump. It benefited him greatly with his profile. But what the governor of a state, including this state, should be saying is, I'm glad when a business a large business, an enormous business that hires, I've seen different numbers of how many workers in this country. I saw 120,000, I saw 100,000, I saw 80,000. Governor Walz gets great pleasure when that company is struggling. Really? And of course, I can go to the obvious one. Our state pension, where he's the chair of the board. Guess what we have in our retirement fund? Oh, I don't know. 1.6 million shares of Tesla? So when Tesla is going down, guess what? People in our state are getting hurt. I get boycotts. Okay? I thought the Budweiser boycott a few years ago on Bud Light over Dylan Mulvaney was playing to the worst. Oh no, they're coming to get you. They're trying to change who you're attracted to. What a shock. Bud Light was looking at an influencer who was popular and they tried something. They weren't trying to change who you were attracted to. And then so many people spoke out about that, including friends of mine who were upset about it, and then were buying beer from the same company. But we really want the governor of a state to encourage a company where a lot of people have stock in it through direct stock, a 401k, whatever it might be. We want a governor to say, as he's pandering to his base, it gives him a boost when this stock is going down. Astounding. And I guess this is where we're at, predictable. I think Elon Musk and his use of the R word and other things he does and the lack of truth with what Doge is doing when they've been double checked, it's absolutely worth noting. The vandalism which is taking place with Tesla, indefensible. When an automobile auto show in Vancouver is forcing them out. Now, again, this is tied to the tariff nonsense and the 51st state nonsense. That's ridiculous also. And if you don't want to buy a Tesla, fine. If you're bothered by Elon so much, you want to sell your Tesla, that's your call. But a governor of a state who wants our country and the state to prosper now is happy and elated when the stock market is dropping and our retirement fund for the state pension has 1.6 million shares. This is really an astute observation by Governor Walz, tone deaf to reality. That's what I think it is. What do you think? What do you want to say about it? Because I think it is a giant mistake, but this is what you do. If you want to stay relevant, you kiss up to the winds of your party. Republicans are every bit as capable. In this case, we're talking about the governor of this state. What is your one word or multiple words you want to say about Governor Walz and his comments about Tesla? Because I've offered up some of mine, tone deaf, pandering, astounding. I am not a fan in any way of a governor of a state cheering against a company. Is he the only one to do it? Of course not. But guess what? He's the governor of this state, so we're going to talk about him a little bit more. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Let's get a lot of texts and calls. The governor of this state says he gives a boost. He's happy. Gives him pleasure when Tesla stock is going down. I don't agree at all. No. Funny. I would rather have companies that employ 80, 100, 120,000 employees in the United States of America. I'd rather have those companies succeed. I don't really think we should vandalize those cars. I don't think we should shoot those cars. That doesn't mean you have to buy one. It doesn't mean you have to agree with Elon, with Doge, and I've made that point. Before we get to a call and read some of your texts, here's something also that doesn't fly. This is the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick. This isn't just a supporter of Donald Trump. This is the Commerce Secretary on cable TV last night.
He's the guy who's going to build the next generation technology. I think if you want to learn something on this show tonight, buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building, people are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
I'm sure he was grilled by Jesse Waters last night on Fox. No. Of all people, the Commerce Secretary from the current administration shouldn't be encouraging you to buy a product which, oh, by the way, the number two guy in the administration is the owner. That's really what we're doing? And I'll get to it now because somebody brings up, well, it's okay if Trump does it? Of course not. And I've made that point constantly. But we're allowed to weave in that or not talk about that and talk specifically about what the governor of this state is doing. Let's take a look at some of your texts. Based on recent events, I no longer consider myself a Democrat or Republican. I'm going to go independent. Just learned about the comments that Walls has offered up with Tesla stocks. Though I would absolutely agree that we need to cut the fat out of the government. There's plenty. I absolutely disagree with the way that Elon Musk is doing it. Oh, by the way, he's not even an elected official. I don't think Walls was finding joy in the entire stock market being down. I think he was finding joy in the Tesla stock being down. I hope I made that clear. I don't want Americans who have Tesla stock solely or a part of their mutual fund or in any way to suffer. Hey, markets go up and down. I get it. And we're on more of a downtrend of late because maybe in the long run tariffs will work, but they're not working right now. But yeah, the governor with the retirement fund loaded with Tesla stock is saying this makes him happy, gives him pleasure. More text. Good for you, Chad, calling out the governor. I didn't vote for Harris Walls or Trump Vance. It's irresponsible of him, and he's a hypocrite. I'm so upset about the surplus, which has now turned into a projected deficit. I'm a small business owner and property owner that pays a hefty tax to the state. I'm disgusted by our collective state and federal government representation. Thanks for being a voice of reason. Thank you. I am more and more a centrist by the day in this country. Left shaking my head. And you, of course, get to vociferously, passionately, intellectually disagree with me. Because I'll get to some texts from folks who are just elated that the governor's in. Well, let's just get to one right here. Love that Walls hit on Musk and Tesla. Love to see Tesla suffer. Seniors and poor children don't have to be the only ones suffering. We have a president who panders to his base with the same type of speech. Trump has taken us to a hate thy neighbor standard. Of course Donald Trump panders. Of course individuals look the other way and stick their head in the sand when Donald Trump says nonsense. So that means you want other governors of the other party, and in this case, a governor who got his butt kicked by Donald Trump, and you know I didn't vote for Trump, okay, that they should play to the same level and should share. Are we really going to do this now where various governors are just going to say, well, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, so on a regular basis, I'm going to advocate for companies where I think their owners align with me, and I'm going to push against, and I'm going to encourage you not to buy the products from the companies where their politics, from what I know, don't match up with me. Really? That's where we're going? Come on. More of the text on the town hall situation. I might be done with town halls. In fact, I want to talk to Jason about that when he joins in a little bit. I would rather town halls happen. I don't want town halls, whether it's Tim Walz or Tom Emmer or any, or my God, maybe an independent. What a shocker that might be. I don't want those just to turn into fill in the blank. You're amazing. You're amazing. I want there to be fair questioning. I don't think it always has to be from the media. The constituents should have a voice. And I know things get magnified quite a bit because of talk radio and social media, and that there are many town halls where it doesn't turn into a fiasco. But so many do. And it's not a fiasco, by the way, when you push and follow up. It turns into a fiasco when the question and the chaos is what you're about. And you're really there for yourself to be a disruption. I hate when politicians hide. I detest it when they just go to softball home team coverage. And that's why conceptually they make sense. But both parties can be guilty of this, and they're just getting worse and worse. Let's squeeze in a call here on someone who wants to chime in on the Walz conversation. Paula has called in. Paula, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, Paula. Go ahead. Oh.
My two words to describe him would be embarrassing and deflecting. I cringe when I hear him talk, and I think he has way bigger issues to be concerning himself with other than Tesla, who happened to be the darling of everybody until he started working for Trump. And, you know, we had the biggest fraud happen in the whole country on his watch. So I'd say he has way bigger problems to be concerned about than trashing Tesla.
Thank you, Paula. Appreciate that. You know, we talked a fair amount about feeding our future yesterday. We didn't talk as much about the money. Such a staggering amount of money, which still has not been found. $190 million still has not been found. I want to see what Jason has to say about this, town halls, and then we'll get to some lighter stuff and have some fun. If you want to continue to text in, you can. Greatly appreciate that. 651-461-9226. All right, sir, where do you stand on Tim Walz and his comments about Tesla?
Who cares? It's fine. Look, like this sort, this absolutely. Sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Why do you care?
The governor of the state,
yeah,
where we have 1.6 million shares.
Oh, give me a break on that. That is so absurd. That you.
Wow.
Are you really arguing that you want our elected officials to make their comments about companies based on what the state is investing in? Absolutely not. You should say what you think is right. Voters can judge accordingly, but we should not use financial motivations for the state to guide what the governor is saying. I think that's ridiculous.
I thought the governor's in charge of our finances.
Wait,
I thought
you just want him to kiss the butt of every company? That's so stupid.
I would want a governor to encourage business to come here, and I would want a governor to encourage people to stay employed, and he wouldn't be saying any of this unless Elon Musk was a part of the opposition party.
Yeah. That's what, yes, you should expect politicians to say what they think based on the issue, based on, you know, maybe you don't like Elon Musk, so you want to speak out against his company. I think that is far preferable to having our political leaders take a look at what companies are in the state's investment portfolio and then speak based on that as a motivator. No, I think it's also fair as a voter to say, like, look, I never want a governor to say anything negative about a business because I think jobs are more important than nudging a business to be ethical. I think that's fine. If that's your opinion, then vote accordingly. But I don't want my politicians taking a look at our investment portfolio and then deciding what to say about a company. I think you got to play that out. I think that's dangerous.
I think it's more I think you're making valid points, but I also think it's very dangerous. And by the way, Donald Trump does nonsense like this all the time because I'm getting these texts. What about Trump? What about Trump? Like, I don't
know. Can
address
we talk
Donald
about
Trump.
Things without the what about all the time?
I mean, honestly, God. But I think when our economy is teetering, and it is, and a lot of that is this early reaction to Trump, and maybe in the long run, the tariffs will work.
Maybe.
I hope it does.
I hope so.
I hope it's brilliant. I hope he's the greatest president ever. But when we're seeing people concerned about the economy who have money invested either directly or indirectly towards Tesla, and you have a governor who says he gets pleasure from that, I think that's troubling.
I think it's Elon's fault. If you as a CEO are going to put yourself in the political arena, then you get judged this way. Elon did this to his own company, to his own investors. He put himself at risk. Any company analyzes risk based on behavior.
If Elon, so it's on Musk, like that's not on Walls. If Walls says, I hope Elon is removed from government, or I hope Elon is out at Tesla, fine. But when he's happy, when the stock is going down, and that is affecting the pocketbook of Minnesotans and other people, that's the wrong approach.
Totally disagree.
Wait, what do you mean? No.
Totally disagree. Because I think what you're asking then is for politicians to never say anything negative about any publicly traded company. Because all of that could affect somebody's pocketbook. I just don't think that's a reasonable way to play this out.
I'm not saying he can't talk about companies, and he can turn down companies or not advocate, but to say it gives him pleasure when the stock is going down? Come on.
Eh, it's all right. Elon put himself in this situation. Now, is that what I would say as a governor? No. Like, and I think Walls went way over the line by, like, the whole sort of South African Nepo baby stuff. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Now, is it necessary? No. But does it bother me? Not really. Do I think there are a lot of people out there taking pleasure at watching the stock go down? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not because they want to see people lose money who are investing. It's because they want to see Elon get punished. And Elon did this to himself. As a business owner, you do this yourself. If you care about your investors, you care about your stock, you know, maybe you remove yourself as CEO. I don't know. There are things you do that you could have insulated yourself. He didn't.
Yeah, I just am very troubled at where we're headed now. By the way, Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary. So let me ask you this one, because we just don't agree on this part, but I like the back and forth. Howard Lutnick, Commerce Secretary, encouraging people to buy Teslas. Is that no big deal? Is that not a big deal to you also?
I would prefer that our federal government not pick winners and losers in a company-specific scenario. So that does bother me.
Okay. But you're okay with the state government picking winners and losers with Tim Walz? I tried to circle back there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I got to think about it. I got to think about it. And I'm not going to say like I've fully run through the up and down of all of this stuff because we live in the craziest time ever. Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, what is going on? You have the CEO of one of the more significant companies in America, also essentially the number two guy in the federal government. Like, it's, I mean, we're in crazy times. So I actually am going to change my mind. I do think that if the Commerce Secretary wants to encourage people to buy Tesla, I think that's all right. I think it's all right to, you know, he's not saying don't buy a GM or a Ford. He's saying do buy a Tesla. I guess that's all right.
Come on. Are you medicated right now? He's asking people to boost the company of the number two person in our government. By the way, there's all sorts of conflicts with Musk and contracts and Doge.
So what? How would you
have the commerce? Hang on. Now we have the Commerce Secretary encouraging you to buy this.
What would you prefer to see happen here?
I don't think the Commerce Secretary should be picking winners and losers as opposed to saying we want America to succeed and we're looking for all businesses to flourish, not, hey, I got to. By the way, if you watch Lutnick with Trump, there's no greater laugher at every material ever than Howard Lutnick. So now he's trying out the material with Elon.
So do you
a tremendous sidekick.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Look, I mean, the whole situation. I suppose this is why so how do you feel about companies, you know, the federal government maybe saying like, don't, you know, you look at like this cigarette companies or you look at a company caught up in fraud. Like if you speak out negatively about them, that would hurt their stock price. Are you bothered by this because it's personal? Because the attack is personal, it's not really about the behavior of the company. It's more Walls saying, I like it that it is sticking it to Elon.
Yeah, that's it.
And that on the federal level, what they're saying is support Elon. That is personal is more your issue.
That's it.
That's fine. I'm with you on that. The way people are framing it is don't say negative crap about companies because, it hurts the state economy. That, to me, like, that's a bogus argument. You saying, I don't like it because it's personal, I'm with you on that. That's a valid argument. I approve.
What did you think of Erin May Quaid in her comments earlier about the Republican Party the phrasing I can get to in a second, but almost enabling and allowing behavior like Justin Eichhorn, the state senator, the former state senator, who has faced now state and federal charges for soliciting sex from a 17-year-old. I felt like it was an insulting generalization.
So I would like to know a little bit more about what she means. Because if she's saying the Republican Party has a problem with enabling child predators, like to me that's ridiculous. Ridiculous, offensive, same as your reaction. My initial reaction was the same as yours. But upon reflection and thinking about it, you know, if she's saying there is something in the culture of the Republican Party that is more willing to turn a blind eye to sort of the power imbalance, sexual harassment style, predatory behavior, I guess I'd be curious to know a little bit more on what she thinks about that, because she may have a point there. If you look at which party is more accepting of men who've abused their power in a way to commit sexual harassment, she might be onto something. I don't know. I'm open to that argument. The child sex argument to say Republicans, like, come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, because in the second part of the quote that Hauser had and others had too, preying on children.
Yeah, right. I reject that.
Let's
but I do think the other side is sort of intriguing, where, like, my gut is like, don't generalize, don't dump them all in one. And then you think about it, and you're like, Now, I know people are going to go to the Bill Clinton example. I'm talking about today's Republican Party, today's Democratic Party.
I think, for me, it's
I don't know,
too generalizing.
Maybe.
Among the texts, you are so disappointing. This is me. Feels like I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh. Good grief. I can't simply listen to your 3 hours anymore. What has happened to you? Then it goes to Desrosha. Makes more sense than you now. Never thought I would say that. So we're both getting ripped. I'm disappointing. And then this person can't believe that I'm worse than you now.
Sounds like a win for me.
What? It's a kind of win.
I'll take it.
You've got momentum on your side. By the way, Auburn, Alabama State. Are we an upset alert? Alabama, Auburn now leads by 8
in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, upset alert. Let's go.
Why not?
Back with Jason and Mo. All right, Drive Time's coming up on CCO. I've got things to do, but I might tune in today. If I'm tuning in, joining the masses, what am I going to hear?
I don't know. I'm with you. How am I supposed to? No, Dan is
going to. That's a fair question.
We are going to renew Dan's bracket rant from yesterday. Cook hates brackets. Do you do brackets, or are you in?
I haven't the last couple of years. Yeah. I probably should. You know, Tubbsy had one. I had some folks reach out. I just haven't watched as much college basketball.
Oh, you want to be informed. You don't want just the entertainment aspect.
I'd rather. That. I mean, that doesn't mean I fared very well when I thought I was informed either, because it's cliche, but it's true. Somebody pays no attention might have as much success as any.
Yeah.
You know, I watch. I'm periodic in my watching college basketball during the regular season. By the time we get, I'll watch some of the games this weekend. And also, by the time we get to the, let's go with the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I'll be locked in. So Dan is looking
down. Dan hates brackets. Hates it. And especially hates like all the brackets that get spawned from this. Right. So like every single brand and network and everybody's doing their own bracket. So we're going to do a CCO producer bracket. I'm going to create that, and all of the hosts can vote on our favorite producers.
Wheeler's been on fire this week, so he better be a number one.
And we start with what? 8? How many are there? I don't know. Like, it's not going to be a 32-person bracket.
Care. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well. Dismissive of the producers.
Yeah.
Jason, belittling.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Producers is next on CCO.